Good morning again. If you would click on to the Presidio History of Texas on the right side of your screen, we'll give you kind of a background history of probably one of the uniquest and best preserved historic sites, not only in the Southwest, but in the United States. And if you've clicked on to the first page, you'll be looking at a picture of the Presidio La Bahia at Goliad, Texas. The word Presidio is a unique word. It doesn't mean church, it doesn't mean mission, it means fort, or where the word actually comes from, the old Roman word, place of the garrison. The Presidio La Bahia was actually a part of a Spanish chain of fortifications, or presidios, that were established across the frontier, starting at Goliad and going all the way to San Diego, California, in the mid-1700s. And these forts were established to protect the interior of Mexico from raids from other European countries and hostile Native American groups. And the Presidio La Bahia at Goliad, established in 1749, was an important center not only for military activity, but missionary work, which we'll be talking about later, and later a civil settlement, which would become the town of La Bahia, and later, as we know it, Goliad. If we'll scroll down a little bit, you'll notice after you looked at the picture of the front of the Presidio and the background, the beautiful Presidio church. Every Presidio had a church, and this one is the Church of Our Lady of Loreto. You'll see a picture of the Presidio with some flags in front of it. And if you're a good Texas history student, you're going to know that Texas claims 6 flags. But you'll notice in this picture that there are 9 flags. Well, why does Goliad have 9 flags and the rest of Texas have 6? Well, let's go back to the first flag to explain that. If you'll scroll down, you'll see a white flag with some fleur-de-lis on it. That is the flag of France. And we claim that flag as a Texas flag because that's the flag that La Salle was carrying when he landed on the Texas coast in the late 1600s and established Fort St. Louis, not too far away from where I'm sitting right now. Well, La Salle and his fort didn't last too long, but they were there just long enough for every Spaniard in New Spain to get upset about it, and also for that flag to become one of the first of the flags of Texas and Goliad. Well, the next flag, if you scroll down, is the flag that has castles and lions on it, and that's the flag of Spain. And this particular flag is the flag of Castile and Aragon, symbols of Ferdinand and Isabel, the Spanish monarchs that sponsored Columbus's journeys in 1492. Well, Spain had the real claim on Texas since 1519, and it was under the Spanish flag that Goliad first was established in 1749 and actually started to prosper under until 1821. Spanish troops are the ones that built the Presidio, and it was Spanish subjects living in Mexico that created the nearby town of La Bahia and later Goliad. Well, if we go down to the next flag, and it's a little hard for me to see on my monitor since I've got some sunlight on it, but you'll see a green flag. And that's kind of a special and unique flag. In 1810, Mexico tried to establish its independence from Spain. And there were a series of revolts in Mexico, including one led by Father Miguel Hidalgo, a Mexican priest. Well, his revolution spilled over into Spanish Texas. And in 1812, Mexican rebels and some American allies marched into Texas to liberate it from Spanish rule and use an independent Texas as a base to free the rest of Mexico. Those troops captured Goliad in 1812 and raised this green flag over the Presidio. They withstood a Spanish army outside their walls for almost 6 months. That's the largest siege in Texas history. Longer by at least 5 months than the Siege of the Alamo, which is more famous. Well, the rebels in 1812 were successful under this green flag at Goliad, but when they got to San Antonio, they met with defeat at the Battle of the Medina, and the green flag disappeared from Texas history. If you'll go to your next page, page 2, give me a second to click on it here, you'll notice another flag. that's kind of different, a flag with stripes and a star on it. This is the flag of the Long Expedition. You may have heard of Jane Long. Does anybody know what Texas history calls Jane Long? Well, her husband led an expedition against Goliad and the Spanish there in 1820, and this was their flag. They weren't successful either, but that was okay because in 1821, the following year, Mexico became independent from Spain, and with the Mexican Republic being established, a new flag was adopted and flew over the Presidio, which is the next flag, the red, white, and green flag with the eagle on it, and that is the flag of the Mexican Republic, and it's still the flag of Mexico today. The eagle's an old Aztec symbol that the Aztecs would see and know, but this is where they should found their capital, which is according to Aztec mythology. And this flag flew over the Presidio proudly until 1835. Well, in 1835, the Texans rebelled against the government of Santa Anna because they thought it was oppressing them, because he had abolished the federal constitution of 1824, which gave them their rights. And they, in turn, raised their own flag. And this is this kind of, it kind of looks like a pirate flag. That's the Bloody Arm flag of Goliad. And that was raised on December the 20th, 1835 at the Presidio, when the garrison there declared Texas an independent republic from Mexico. And that flag showed their resolve that they'd rather cut off their own arm than remain part of Santa Anna's government. Fortunately, the Goliad garrison didn't ask the rest of Texas about this, and the Goliad Declaration of Independence was kind of made illegal. But of course, as you'll probably know, on March 2, 1836, Texas declared itself independent republic. During this time is when the Goliad executions took place and Colonel Fannin's occupancy of Goliad took place during the Texas Revolution. Well, Texas became independent, and the flag of Texas, which is the next flag down, and I'm sure you all know what that flag looks like because it should be flying over your school today. Texas became independent and was a republic till 1846. We joined the United States in 1845, formally changed governments in 1846, and then in 1861, Texas, along with the other southern states, left the Union and formed the Confederate States of America. And the next flag you see with the three bars and the circle of stars is the first flag of the Confederacy, or as it's known, the Stars and Bars. Goliad citizens took part in the Civil War. Many of the local Tejanos in Goliad joined the 8th Texas Infantry and fought in places in battlefields in Louisiana and in New Mexico. Well, the Confederacy was defeated in 1865, and Texas came back into the Union. If we click on number 3, we'll see that top flag being the very familiar flag of the United States. Does anyone out there know what number star represents Texas on that flag? Well, the Presidio La Bahia, as you can see, has had 9 different flags and had a history that spanned over 250 years. There's a lot more history at Goliad than just 1836, and it's a very beautiful and unique site. And if you'll scroll down and look at the pictures, you can see just what an impressive place it is. It didn't always look like that. In the 1960s, most of the old fort had fallen down and the rock had been carried off, and only the church was standing intact and being used. Well, a wonderful woman named Catherine O'Connor came forward with the money. And she was so dedicated to Texas history, she gave this money so this site, the Presidio La Bahia, would be restored as a monument to the heroes of 1836 and all those that made Goliad history possible. Today, the Presidio is the only Spanish fortification in the United States west of the Mississippi that has been completely restored. And you can go there today and experience what it was like to be at the Presidio during the Spanish, Mexican, and Texan periods. And you scroll down and you can see some of the natural beauty of the Presidio. There's a shot right here you can look at, looking across the parade ground with the soldiers mustered toward the Loreto Chapel. Let's see if we go to the next page. There's the inside of the chapel today with some of the beautiful fresco work that was done in the 1940s. That you can see inside the church today. This church is still used. You can actually still go to church at the La Bahia Chapel, as generations of Goliad soldiers and families have done since the mid-1700s. And we'll scroll down some more here. I'm having a little trouble seeing these pictures. You're probably seeing them better than I am. But you can see the inside of the chapel today and some of the statuary that's inside. The statue of the small Madonna that you see on the screen, if you'll scroll down a little bit, that statue is of Our Lady of Loreto, for whom the church is dedicated, and that statue has been on that altar since at least the 1760s. So it's a very unique piece of Texas and Catholic heritage. If you have an opportunity, every Texan and every student should go to Goliad. It's literally the place Texas history comes alive. This is where you not only can see what an old Texas site looked like in its heyday, but also during certain points of the year, you can actually take part in some very unique festivals. There is always a Christmas at Goliad in December, in which the Posadas is reenacted every year at the in the town and at the Presidio and at the Mission. In March, there's a living history program that recreates the events of 1836. In May, there's the Cinco de Mayo Festival, and a lot of other great activities. But you know, human history isn't the only aspect of Goliad that's important. There's a lot of natural history as well, and the good folks from the Texas Zoo in Victoria are here to tell you about that.
Hi.